Hey, you want that to go?
Now some time for takeouts on stories that we're following this week. Good morning to both our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick, and our Takeaway Sports contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen.
We've got a breaking story this morning.
We do have breaking news, Todd. The White House expected to announce today that they will use a state prison in Illinois. It's about 150 miles outside Chicago, and they're going to house a number of terrorist suspects that are in Guantanamo. And from what I understand from the Chicago Sun-Times, it looks like not all of the remaining 200 Guantanamo Bay detainees will go to Illinois. Less than 100 of them. What other details do we have about this?
Well, up to 100 is what we're understanding this morning. The White House, Celeste, is set to announce this today. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn will be in town. Senator Dick Durbin, who's the number two ranking Democrat in the Senate, who's been an advocate of this all along, who, you know, back when members of Congress were ranting and raving about closing Guantanamo Bay and what's the plan, Mr. President, Durbin was the one saying Illinois would love to have them. So I guess this was all part of the script. About 210 detainees in Gitmo now. And up to 90 of them have already been scheduled to be transferred either back to their home countries or to third-party countries. So a little under half would be available to be transferred to Gitmo. Maybe up to 100. It depends on how many they determine that prison can hold.
Well, the Bureau of Prisons from Illinois would still keep control of about 75% of the facility, as I understand it, and the Department of Defense would take over a quarter of the facility. We actually spoke with Representative Mike Boland, who's a Democrat whose district includes this prison area, and he talked about this to us last month about how he was anxious for these jobs.
This will actually bring in over 3,000 jobs, and also there'll probably be about 1,000 additional jobs in schools and restaurants and motels and other ancillary economic development.
We have heard the same kind of comment from the governor of Illinois and the Senator Dick Durbin as well, but there's been pushback from Republicans, which I expect will continue in wake of this announcement.
It will. There's been some pushback from Democrats, too, mostly from Republicans. You know, it's hard to say no to 3,000 jobs. You heard the congressman there, and the governor feels the same way. But there is going to have to be a little bit of work done in Congress. The Senate just last week, Celeste, passed language as part of a military funding bill that says explicitly no detainees can be transferred to the continental United States, Alaska, or Hawaii, except to be prosecuted. Now, the president has said that not all of these detainees who go to Thompson Correctional Facility in Illinois would necessarily be prosecuted. Now, the House hasn't passed this language yet, but it shows that once the White House makes this announcement, they're going to have to go to Congress and make sure that this specific language barring detainees from being transferred to Illinois or anywhere else in the U.S. is stripped out, or else they're going to have legal impediments to either doing it or spending money on it.
Well, I'm sure we'll get more details as this announcement comes down the pipeline. Thanks, Todd.
The AP describes that Thompson Correctional Facility is in a sleepy rural part of Illinois. Not sleepy anymore, that's for sure. Speaking of wake-up calls, though, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, somebody wants to go to the World Series.
Swing and a miss. Big-time punch-out for Roy Halladay.
Roy Halladay wants to sign with a championship team. What's going on, Ibrahim?
So last week, the baseball's had its winter meetings.
Right.
And last week, the New York Yankees made some big moves and got some players, and everyone else was quiet. So who's making moves now are their major competitors, which include the Philadelphia Phillies, who multiple sources are saying they signed the Toronto pitcher, Roy Halladay.
The hugest pitcher.
He's the biggest pitcher. And we spent a lot of last year worrying about where he was going to go, because Toronto is not a contender, and he wants to play for a contender. So partly he took a what could have been a pay cut in a sense and agreed to go to the Phillies in a three-team trade involving the Toronto Blue Jays, the Philadelphia Phillies, and the Seattle Mariners.
And Roy Halladay, fantastic pitcher, goes from Toronto to the Philadelphia Phillies. He'll be out of the American League East, so the Yankees won't face him in the regular season.
However, which is interesting, the Phillies for a couple of years have had a philosophy of building an AL, or American League, type team in the National League so that they compete when it gets to the World Series. What this does is bolster their lineup and bolster their pitching rotation, so if whoever faces them in the World Series is going to have a serious challenge.
So you're liking this move. The California Angels are also really active.
The Angels picked up the World Series MVP, Hideki Matsui. Hideki Matsui, part of the deal, he said that he would be able to play outfield. And this might be the first winter where he's not getting knee surgery. So the Yankees might have slipped and let one go on this one.
That's right. I mean, after that performance in the World Series, Hideki Matsui is beloved here in New York.
Without a doubt. No one will ever forget him.
Two words on that football game last night.
You can't win. Don't play championship quality football when you have seven turnovers. And that's what the Arizona Cardinals had last night in their 24-9 loss to the San Francisco 49ers.
Mike Singletary's got a smile on his face.
He looks
and
good
Kurt
now.
Warner does not.
Indeed.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ibrahim Abdelmateen.
Good morning.
And our last takeout comes from you, the listeners. We've been talking a lot about freelancers recently and how piecing together a living can take its toll on you personally. Peter writes his story to our site, thetakeaway.org. He says, as a freelancer, I found it's nearly impossible to get a mortgage. If you're a freelancer, they require 2 years of tax returns to approve net income, and freelancers expense almost everything to reduce their tax liability. On the other hand, if you have a permanent job, all they want is an offer letter and a pay stub. And no proof of income history beyond 30 days. Refinancing is simply not an option for many people simply because of this requirement.
Huh. You're a freelancer, aren't you, Ibrahim?
Pretty free.
Yes, indeed. Here's an anonymous email we got from someone on the difference between having a full-time and a freelance job. This listener worked in an IT division of a law firm, both as a contract worker and a staffer. This listener's takeaway, my conclusion is that the headaches experienced when one is a regular employee give you a little more strength in the situation. When I worked as a consultant, I was incredibly vulnerable because the companies I worked for were not obligated to any employee handbook or contract.
Interesting.
All week long, we're talking about the devil's in the details, whether you're a freelancer or someone with a bank account, how the fine print at the bottom of your credit card statement or mortgage agreement can have gigantic consequences for you later on. Have you been burned? What's your strategy for dealing with the fine print? You know how to reach us, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Coming up,
no public option, no Medicare buy-in.
The beloved senator from Connecticut, Joe Lieberman, and his political travails coming up.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.